was 6 and Dewey was 3. Dad needed help to cut down a tree. I started chopping and it was plain to see that kid wouldn't do a thing. He watched me work from under some shade. He ate my lunch and drank my lemonade. And when I was done, guess who got paid? That kid lived like a king. So I had to tell myself the truth. This kid's no brother of mine. He needs to pay for his crime. Oh, I'm sure he'll be just fine. But he ain't no brother of mine. Oh no!
You can't be serious. He was only 3 years old.
Yeah, and he's been a thorn in my side ever since.
Hey, Jake, I still remember what he did to you at your 10th birthday party.
Ugh, don't remind me.
Ha! I'm going to anyways.
Your birthday party was really cool until he pushed you into the pool. Soaking wet, you look like a fool in your brand new cowboy hat. Then old Dewey jumped up on a chair. He started dancing everywhere. You said, watch out, my king's right there.
And the king was slapped.
It's too bad, really, but it's plain to see. This kid's no brother of mine. Went too far this time. You can't keep crossing the line and still be a brother of mine. Oh no!
So, you really don't care where he is right now?
Nope.
He could be lost out at sea.
Well, what can I do?
Or stuck up in a tree.
He'll have a nice view.
He could have been run over by a plow.
Just like a snake.
Or trampled by a cow.
Well, he really likes steak.
We don't care if he's lost his hair or got snapped by a porcupine.
We don't care if he's starved to death or forced to feed some swine.
We don't care.
No brother of mine. He needs to pay for his crime. Whoa.
This kid's no brother of mine. He needs to pay for his crime. No brother of mine. He needs to pay for his crime.
Cause he ain't no